Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. Now, the recent hacking of government websites in Singapore has put cybersecurity front of mind for many organizations. As a result, much investment has gone into beefing up cybersecurity within both the public and private sectors.
Well, last year, the Singapore government passed the Cybersecurity Act, which highlights the critical information infrastructure sectors that would need to meet minimum security requirements. Now, this includes infocom, transport, healthcare, banking and finance, among others.
Amid a global shortage of tech talent, what can Singapore and its companies do? We're speaking to Eric Chan, who's Senior Director of Sales Engineering at Forcepoint. Eric, thanks for joining us today. How would you describe, though, the cybersecurity human resources situation in the Asia-Pacific region?
Well, having been in the industry for over 15 years, I definitely see there's a huge shortage for cybersecurity talent across Asia-Pacific. Some researchers have shown that by 2020, there's probably over 2 million shortages of cybersecurity talents.
Now, which means there are 2 million jobs and nobody to do them.
Yeah, oh, 2 dear. Million vacant jobs, you know, are up for demands, up for grabs.
Yeah.
Now, in Singapore alone, that figure is roughly coming about 4,000 vacancies for cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm. In 2020?
By 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is according by some research backed by some analysts and so forth. And we're seeing a lot of requirements coming from the financial sector, healthcare sectors, and even in the IT sector as well.
Well, what sort of skills are we particularly lacking? I mean, particularly in the Singapore context.
To me, if you ask me, and I've been hiring for many years, the talent is definitely there. But the experience is something that we as hiring managers are looking for, all right? Finding the right people with the right talent, with the right experience is extremely difficult today, right? For example, you may have a right candidate that just take up the right skill set, but he lacked that industry experience, right? So today, what we are seeing here is we are getting good talent, but lacking certain experience. And experience can only accumulate over a period of time.
Yeah, so if they don't get the jobs, don't give them the jobs, they can't get the experience. So then it's like a vicious cycle that won't end, Eric.
Yeah, that's true. But if you look at in the cybersecurity space, threats are ever evolving. The technology is evolving as well. People with direct experience, let's say, for example, over a decade ago, we were talking about people building perimeter defenses, right? Today, we live in a perimeterless environment. So experiences, when it comes to perimeter defense may not be that useful today as threats evolve, as technology evolve. Now, obviously, today, in Singapore context, majority of the talents that we are seeing is actually coming from overseas. More than 50% of the cybersecurity talent that in Singapore are coming from overseas countries, like for in Malaysia, like in Philippines, like from India, due to the lack of cybersecurity talents within Singapore.
If that's the case, might the talent shortage then just continue? Like you say, the threats are evolving as well. The technological development, its relevance is evolving or not becoming relevant soon enough. Then how?
Not really. I think the initiative by the Singapore government, it's very, very useful, all right? Giving opportunities for new talents to give exposure to new talents, I think is equally important. I think from the cybersecurity organization perspective, some more lightweight jobs can actually be given to the newer talents. And I've seen programs done by organizations that actually give internship programs, for example, for talents, junior analyst roles given to new talents as well. So this will actually help build up the talent pool and also at the same time build up their experience level.
So we're painted scenarios, right presently in the Singapore context. So what does this mean for those who are trying to attract technical talent? What do they have to do?
Well, obviously, higher remuneration is one way.
As a higher package, better package.
Higher package, a better package. Okay. A great working culture, for example. In Singapore, we see a lot of startups coming in. All right. So with startups, obviously, there are challenges. It's very exciting. And obviously, there is a prospect of being IPO, you know, remuneration, so on and so forth. So these are the things that are attracting people to venture into cybersecurity. So like I said, the demand is definitely there, but getting the right person with that right talent and the level of experience is actually very difficult.
What are some of the other challenges organizations face? What if they don't have the deep pockets, maybe, or a great working environment?
Then it really depends on how organizations adapt to the current cyber threats today, all right? Having a mindset shift. In the past, organizations just think about investing more and more, buying more and more technologies to protect against cyber threats, all right? So a new different approach is actually required. The company that I work for, Forcepoint, actually redefined cybersecurity by taking a new approach. Having a risk-adaptive with behavior-centric approach. So what this means here is we look at the interaction of the users and the data, right? So we take cybersecurity into a very different level, not just protecting your infrastructure, but how do you protect your users and their data?
Okay, so the behavior of your users are taken into account. What about the behavior of attackers?
If you look at a lot of cyber threats today, more than 50% are actually insider threats, right? That means it happens from the inside.
Lack of cyber hygiene, maybe.
Right, lack of cyber hygiene, right? With a behavioral-based solution, what we do is we can actually help you to look into your risky users within your environment. Now, how do we do that? By understanding the behavior of the users and their data. Take, for example, if let's say you have an environment whereby you have a HR payroll executive. His or her job is to look at personal information every day, looking at your personal information, looking at your banking information, and he deals with this data on a daily basis. Now, what happens if this particular HR payroll employee suddenly starts surfing into gambling websites, starts searching for online jobs, all right? And then one day, you find him actually uploading or downloading a huge amount of data into his USB. So this constitutes a risky or suspicious behavior.
Right.
Now, with a behavior-based approach, what we could do here is, even though a HR payroll employee is supposed to deal with critical data, but combining with suspicious behavior, you should actually look into how to control that user or actually do more investigative action on this particular user. Right. So a behavioral approach, that means you narrow down your focus and view on your top risky users within your organization and looking into their behavior.
But that would require, I don't know, more talent to keep an eye on other people?
Not really.
Better sort of software?
Not really. Today, technologies are evolving, combining machine learning and automation. All right. Single solutions can achieve this today. If you talk about technologies, over 5 years ago, maybe you need multiple point products, a lot of analysts involved. But today, with AI and machine learning, all these are achievable with current technology. And vendors today, including Forcepoint, has the capability to deliver such such capabilities.
We're speaking with Eric Chan, Senior Director of Sales Engineering at Forcepoint.
Yeah, tell us, what are some of the short-term and long-term actions? Seems that a lot of actions that organizations need to take to address all these issues. Maybe you can talk us through what are some of the short-term and long-term actions.
Yeah, what's most pressing, you think, Eric?
Exactly.
Right. I will look into the three P's, right? The three P's are product, process, and then
people,
right? Or technology, right? Right.
Okay.
Now, if you look at from the people and process part, organizations could look into doing more user education or employee coaching. I think that is very, very beneficial. Beneficial. Setting some training programs or awareness program within an organization is very important. Let me give you an example. If you have been a victim of ransomware once, okay, you will be much more better prepared in the future. You will be much more careful.
That's true.
In opening suspicious files, clicking on any links. You know, so this kind of awareness and coaching is very important. All right.
You sort of don't want to get to that point.
Yeah.
So let's nip the problem in the bud right before you have to experience it.
Yeah. And I think the management can actually set a very good example. Management leading by example, for example, right? Having management appear in front of employees, doing regular talks or forwarding some tips on preventing cyber threats and so forth are very, very important. All right. So these are some simple measures when it comes to people and process that some organization can adopt. Now, when it comes to the product or technology piece, which is a longer term, organizations today do have the abilities to deploy integrated solution. And you are seeing in the market today, many of the solutions are having integrated solution. Now, having integrated solution, that means you don't need to have that many people to manage different product sets, right? To give an example, in the market today, we are seeing a technology called SD-WAN, okay, or software-defined WAN
access.
Wide area network, right? So now you are seeing a term called secure SD-WAN. What it means, it combines cybersecurity together with the SD-WAN technology integrated into a single solution, right? So instead of having a separate cybersecurity solution and a separate SD-WAN product, why not look into a secure SD-WAN product? So these are some examples.
How accessible, though, are those kinds of solutions?
It is very accessible. The secure SD-WAN market is going to grow double digits and into the billions. It is a huge topic today. So what we could ask organizations is to rethink into how do you combine integrated solution. Don't just have a separate solution, but look into having integrated solution. The secure SD-WAN market is a very mature market. All right, many organizations have been adopting it.
Talk to us about how maybe upskilling current talent might help as well with the tech shortage, Eric. For example, what does Forcepoint do?
Okay, in Forcepoint, we do have our own Forcepoint Online University that allows our employees, our partners and our customers to access free training modules. Now, those free training modules is very beneficial because we talk about data protection, we talk about cloud security, we talk about network infrastructure security protection. Now, the advantage to our partners, it will help them to upskill themselves to be prepared for the next cyber threats. Now, within Forcepoint itself, we are also looking into internship program that work together with university and colleges to offer internship programs with new talents.
Mm-hmm. And how else, Eric, can technology or automation play a role in kind of addressing the talent crunch issue here?
Well, so with automation and machine learning, we have seen cases in technology whereby this have helped a lot in terms of reducing the manpower and the number of analysts required to look into incidents. To give you an example, in a security operations center, in the past, you may have 5 or 6 analysts looking into incident or logs. With the help of automation and machine learning, we can now drill down to relevant incidents rather than having an analyst shift to thousands of logs every day. Mm-hmm. Now you can focus only on the top 10, for example, related logs. So having machine learning and AI allows you to have that visibility, focus on your most critical assets, which is your data and users as well. So having a behavioral-based approach will help because now you focus only on your most risky users rather than all 10,000 users in your organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric Chan, Senior Director of Sales Engineering at Forcepoint. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.